You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back. Kim Bocamper in the house. Nice to have Bo with us. Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald. And Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel. We got everything covered damn near. We might as well just throw in the Palm Beach Post, except Big Joe doesn't get up till like 9:45. He always tells me, I can only do 9:45.
Can you get a hotline to Jason Cole?
Go back old school Jason Cole. That big noggin. Boy, I'll tell you what. He got hit. Were any of you guys there the day?
Oh, yeah. Who do you
think? He got hit, the old crazy safety. Atkins.
Atkins, yeah. I believe. Yeah.
Oh, he hit him on a blindside shot. You did that today, you might be suspended for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Not just an apology and you play after. Jason Cole had to get
You couldn't miss. It was a big target.
No, it was a big noggin. Big noggin. Hey, Perk, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. I'm ready to talk some Dolphins, baby. Hey, and let me say this before we get going. The backdrop for everything I say on the Dolphins, I consider a successful season a playoff win, nothing less, and I see this as a 9-win team right now. So let's go.
Okay, so that's a good way to start. Okay. You're sticking it out there. You're not going, well, maybe this
and
maybe that.
I don't agree with you, but I like you putting it
out
there.
No, I like that. And, Perk, what I really like is that article. Screw these two guys I'm working with. Just give me a little credit because I hit it hard yesterday. I am so tired of our writers and Bo talking about Quinn Ewers this today. Quinn Ewers making a run. Quinn Ewers could be the backup. No, he's not. He doesn't have 33 starts of experience. He didn't play under that crazy mess in New York.
He's not on his third team.
Zach Wilson. And he's not making $6 million either.
Third team.
Let me ask you.
Second pick in the draft.
Let me ask you, Bo. Hey, Bo, before you take a shot, let me ask you. Let's just say Tua goes down after two games and you're going to Buffalo for Thursday night.
Yeah.
Who are you going to put? Which one of those two you put in the quarterback?
It doesn't matter. Your ship has sunk at that point.
you just killed the game. But who gives you a chance to win, Jerky?
Well, I would say yes for experience, but the experience you got out of Zach Wilson hasn't been overwhelming, or else he'd still be at the Jets running that show. So, I'm not saying that Quinn Ewers is the answer for the number two guy. I'm just saying it's not even 2 weeks into training camp. Let's see how they look. When I came to look at Quinn Ewers, I just wanted to see his arm strength. Can you get it to the out? Can you get to the O-cut?
Yeah.
Can you get it downfield? Yeah. And I thought he was a fluttery guy, a fluttery quarterback. I've seen him throwing good ball. That's all I've said about Quinn Ewers.
There's improvement.
And I'm with you.
You had a love affair with Skylar Thompson, a couple years ago.
Please.
You did the same thing.
I was standing on the sideline on the second snap, and I saw a deer in the headlights.
He started.
Brother, this ship is sinking
you
fast.
You had a preseason love affair though. You had a little preseason.
Well, we were doing a preseason game.
That's a good point, Bo. I did too.
Hey, sometimes you gotta play the audience, man.
That's good stuff, though, Perk.
Yeah, no, look, I think that Zach Wilson has been the better quarterback. I think he's been the more consistent quarterback. And look, Mike McDaniel is the one who put it out there yesterday, right? This isn't me or Joe Rose. This was Mike McDaniel clearly saying that Zach Wilson is our number two quarterback. He'll let the players play it out on the field. But he said Zach is the number two. And you guys were there at the owners' meetings when Mike McDaniel said Zach Wilson was a direct, calculated target. I agree with Omar. There's not a competition. This is not an open competition, even though McDaniel seemed to leave the door open. But this is Zach Wilson's job to lose, and it should be at this point. He has been the better performer, not by a mile, but he has been the better performer. He's your number two quarterback right now.
Let me ask you this question, Perk, and understand this is 17 years I've covered this team, and the one thing this franchise is allergic to is quarterback competition. Why would you just not open it up and say, hey, Quinn, let me give you a day with the number twos. Let me see what you do with a better line, a better wide receiving core, just for experimentation factor.
I think a lot of it is political at this point. I don't think it's so much the financial. When you say that this man is a direct, calculated target,
yeah,
if he gets beat out by a seventh-round pick, how does that make you look?
It makes you look like you found Brock Purdy.
Mike McDaniel, they haven't developed a backup quarterback, right? From Teddy Bridgewater to Skylar Thompson to Snoop Huntley to Tim Boyle.
Yeah. How's that worked
none
out?
None of it has worked out. You look ridiculous if a seventh-round pick beats out your direct calculated target, right?
I would say this about Zach. The one thing he's got going for him is he's got starts. But what has he done with it? He's had three different. This is 13. He's had starts. He's had opportunities to be the number one guy, and crap the bed in it. You know, I mean. So I look, and I understand if you want to put a depth chart going in. Certainly, he's the number two guy. Yeah. No doubt.
Yep.
But
yep.
At least leave the door open.
Give the kid a little hope.
You're going to get to see both of them
because he's competing against a guy that's got zero starts in this league.
Right.
And so you're sure you're going to be ahead of him. Sure you're going to be a little more, confident in the pocket, although he doesn't look, really confident in the pocket. But, I do assume it's going to be Zach number two and
yes.
Quinn. But in my eyes,
they're all three going to be on the team. We agree they're keeping three quarterbacks on 53.
One of them will go into practice squad or
they won't. They keep
The one guy that's not going to dress, right?
Yeah. I don't know if he's
going to get coached off the practice squad.
Yeah, I don't know if he's at the point of poaching.
But the point is that he's got an uphill. But at least give the guy a shot.
Hey, Perk. So anyway, obviously, I like an article because I could tell by the reaction here on the radio today that it's got everybody. And I was like, man, Perk, I hit this so hard yesterday, I damn near hit my head on this mic. It was so bad. Hey, let's get into the other topic, the cornerback thing. Omar said it is really bad right now. What's been your take on and obviously the bad news about Kader? What are your thoughts?
It's a dire situation at cornerback and in the secondary. I've written both of those in the past week, cornerback and secondary overall, but let's go cornerback. You've probably got one starting. Well, I shouldn't say that. You've got one good looking prospect, one promising prospect, and that's Storm Duck. We don't know about Jack Jones. We don't know about Mike Hilton. We don't know about Kendall Sheffield, Cam Smith. You guys talked about him. I think most people have written him off. You traded out of the third and fourth round. And I understand you traded up to get Jonah. And Jonah has been really good, by the way. The left side of that offensive line, Jonah and Patrick Paul have looked really good. But getting back to corner, you knew you needed a cornerback. And you chose to trade out of the mid round where you could have gotten a starting caliber guy. And now you're screwed. Like, it's a dire situation at cornerback. We don't see any of those guys making plays, deflecting passes, getting interceptions. I agree with Omar. Cordell Armstrong has been impressive in a small sample size. But, boy, I'm not sure you want to trot Cordell Armstrong out there as the starter in Indy on September 7th. It's a dire situation at corner.
They had to – and Bo, I know, feels the same way. But they had to know when they put this together, yeah. Bo and Omar, when Chris, when they put this together – And they skipped. They moved up and gave up some rounds, and I think 13 cornerbacks went during that
they
time.
They said day one of the draft. Yeah, we're not going to take cornerback.
Yeah.
And
well, but wasn't it Mike? Mike made that, you know, that in which I agree with is let's between he and Chris, let's focus on the offensive line and the defense.
Yeah,
let's focus on the line of scrimmage,
physical,
both
yes.
sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. Let's get physical. Let's get bigger guys, and let's get some guys, especially in the offensive line, that can protect the interior there. And I think they've accomplished that, right, with Daniels and Savanaya, and I think they've accomplished that. But you know, there you can't. You know, it's like going into a candy store. You can only buy two things,
right?
And there's 100 things out
right.
there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want that Snickers or you want that Almond Joy? What do you want? You know.
But Bo, they turned this into a two-man draft. You had all these mid-round picks,
yeah.
and we know that Chris Greer's drafts fall off after in the third round. We know that, right? Your first and second round picks have been money the first two, the
yeah,
last,
look,
two
last
years,
two
right?
years, yeah,
yeah, yeah. But you need some mid-round help, and you're look, and Omar said it about the backup offensive line. I've written this. This is the worst offensive line depth you've had in the McDaniel era. There's no Kendall Lamb, no Isaiah Wynn, no Greg Little, no Brandon Steele. Liam Eichenberg is your best backup offensive lineman. There's nobody after Liam. You didn't invest in offensive line. You got two starting guards and left the rest alone. That's not investing in it. That's slapping a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah. This all goes back to somebody on the budget said, we're not spending a lot of money.
Yeah.
This is all you have, so good luck. Go out and get the best players for – we got a lot of guys on, what, $2-3 million contracts from our free agent class outside of James Daniels.
But you've had to sign now two offensive linemen to patch up this offensive line. You knew it was bad to begin with.
Yes.
Yep.
Why are you just signing guys now? What, like, come on, man. You know you don't – there is not a left tackle on this roster, not a backup left tackle on the entire
Correct.
Roster. If Patrick
Correct.
Paul goes down, season is over.
We talking about Liam Eichenberg potentially going back
out
to tackle.
Who's the kid that got 76? He came in last year. Was a disaster.
Jackson Carmen.
They slid him down.
He was talking about that Houston.
He was so good they slid him down
the
guard.
Houston Texans game?
Yeah.
That was
hard to take.
I'm telling you that – like, this is a one, like...
Yeah, well, look, it's...
Patrick Paul is done. If Patrick Paul goes down, I would put him in bubble wrap all... I wouldn't even play him in the preseason
at this point.
Hold on, wait a minute. And then risk what?
You can't do that.
Well, you're going to start resting guys like, we don't have a lot of depth. Your ass is done. I know you haven't played a lot.
So, first of all, he got a lot of snaps last year, which is good. And he still needs to get snaps.
He needs a lot of life stuff.
But more importantly... He and Savanaya
have to develop
chemistry. So you can only do that by playing. You can't, you know, you can't coach. I think a lot of coaches do this. They get their guys. They don't play them in the preseason. And then you go out and, okay, I just don't see how you do that unless you're a veteran-laden football team. And this team is far from that.
Yes.
They went from a veteran-laden football team last year to a very short list of very good veterans on this football team this year.
Can you expose yourself to the risk of something happening to Patrick Paul?
Well, you have to.
He's got
to
play.
I look at those two guys, Patrick Paul working individually and together. Yeah.
They've done very well, but they need to develop. You can't just take them off the field, either of them. But they have done very well.
I watched one play when they're on pads, and Savanai, I know I'm not pronouncing his name right, but I'm doing the minimum.
We'll have it by next week.
I see Jonah.
Joe.
You know he takes a head fake from an offensive lineman. The guy's beating him. He still gets some movement on him, but he needs to see those things over and over, and Patrick has to know where his weaknesses are, where he can slide in and take a little help when he can do it. So it's the minutia in the game that has to be, especially in that offense. Joe, you've been around a lot.
How about all those
cross
games?
When these guys start throwing all these dummy calls, you know, the blitzes where you cross, early movements, quick moves inside. Yeah, no. You got to take your chances with this.
I'm sorry, gentlemen.
But let me tell you,
I'm letting them practice in the joint practices. Yeah. my season is over somehow to Patrick Paul. I cannot chance that.
Well,
I think there's gonna be a lot of, we all agree.
So let me ask you
towards
the
end of
question.
Preseason.
Is the season over if Tyreek Hill goes down?
No, I got other receivers.
Well, certainly
no, but I got other receivers. Well, yeah. Jalen Waddle step up. Dee Estridge step up. I don't even have a Dee Estridge on the offensive line. There is nobody that can play left tackle.
You can't afford to lose Tyreek either. To
the heck no.
So now you get the point. Now you lose Storm Duck in the secondary. Whoa.
Now we lose Storm.
And forget it. I don't even want to name Minka. I don't want to even throw Minka's name in the injury pool.
Oh, man.
Because then you're dead, you know?
You know what, though? I think we're going to see towards the end in the big cuts that take place we're going to be seeing some guys. The Dolphins are going to be either trying to trade for somebody that thinks or they're going to wait for waiver wire to hit before when those practice squads are put together and grab some guys on this to fill these two positions that we're talking about a lot, the offensive line
and the cornerback
position. I think safety is going to be fine.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We got a lot of young players
that
can trend upwards. I don't see that in the offensive line. There's nobody trending upwards except for Andrew
Myers. It's funny,
Myers.
I was thinking about this when I was driving in. When we first saw Minka, when we drafted him, he was a guy back unsure, and and now he comes back, and he goes, he's the lead duck in there. He's the lead man in there.
Back there.
And he's looking around at a bunch of, who are these guys?
He was also,
how am I going to make these guys better?
That guy was great in the slot his first year when he came in and they put him at slot.
And he hated playing it.
And he didn't like the way he was used, period. Here.
Mom didn't like it either.
Hey, Mama didn't like it. Yeah. And let everybody know.
That's a good point. Boy, you guys are good. I was just leaving it with son.
Mama was the beginning of the end. I remember that right.
Yep. Hey, that's a good point.
When mama said, "I got to get you out of here, baby."
When mom told the owner, "No, this ain't gonna work. I'm just telling you, own the damn team. I'm telling you, it ain't gonna work." And it was like, "All right, we'll take a one. He can go to you guys."
I can just imagine Flo's reaction hearing that. There must have been steam coming out of his ears.
Hey, Zach Sealer deal gets done though, right? I know we're talking about all these things. The Zach Sealer deal, I know they
– Yeah. And look, hats off to Zach Sealer for not staging the hold in, right? We've watched him. He's done every drill. He's doing everything the right way, and he's got to be frustrated seeing Minka get his deal done, and they're having to go out and get cornerbacks and safeties and all this. I'm sure they're telling him, just be patient, Zach, but he's being a good man by not holding in, risking injury. Hats off to Zach. They need him. He sets a good example. Pay that man.
So you got you and Omar Moore on this contract. I really don't pay much attention to the contract. What kind of a slot does he fit in? If you're looking at a number.
I don't know the number, and I think Omar would agree. I think it's more about the guaranteed money. I don't have a problem.
I got you.
I don't have a problem paying the 30-year-old Zach Sealer. It's the 31 and 32-year-old Zach Sealer. How much do I want to pay him? he turns 30.
So if you extend him like two more years and throw a big bonus at him, and that's kind of
Omar said 30, 35 million, 30, maybe?
No, If I'm Zach Seeler, I want Minkah Fitzpatrick's money. You give me $32 million right now. At guaranteed money. I don't care about the rest of the deal. Yeah. I just want $32 million.
You don't care how many years. It'd be 10 years if you want.
Yeah, I don't care.
10 years, 30 years.
I think you take that chance. I'd take that risk. You know, right? Didn't get hurt much.
You know, we went on strike, and they got us with money now.
Yeah, right? They did. Everybody got – what did they give us, 100?
It would depend on your years. So if a certain, I think I got 65,000, which was – at that time was a big money, you know. So they caught us on, you know, these guys are hungry for some money.
They were going through everything, and they started talking about, hey, what about former player? We said, screw the former player.
Yeah.
I was like, now I'm telling these guys, next agreement, don't be afraid to get the old guy. Like to get a little more money on that pension that's kicked in.
Hey, when it comes to the Players Association, nothing's changed, Joe.
No joke.
Hey, Perk, thank you, man. Appreciate you coming on. Outstanding article. One of the best. I tell you what, you know, brilliant. Brilliant stuff on the quarterback.
Only brilliant because he agrees with you.
No. Joe is a wise man. Joe is a wise, knowledgeable man. Thank you, Joe. I'm out.
Hey, Perk, before you go. You hit me. You, Bo and I are standing up there, and I say, Perk, that was unbelievable. The story about your girl now.
I was going to say, don't take any marriage advice from Joe.
Don't do that. Right. But you said... You go, oh, wait, there's a new turn to it. What happened, Perk?
Well, she came over. You know, she's about to get married, and she's engaged. She's going to move to Key West. And I had done some catfishing a couple of weeks ago. And, me and the cat are tight. So I did some catfishing, which is, I probably should have left that part out. But anyway, she brought me my keys back. And so we start talking, and you've always been my Chris. And I know, blah, blah, blah. Couple of tears fell, so I'm not into breaking up marriages, but it got to me. It got me thinking, I'm thinking about stuff right now.
Wait a minute. Perk, first of all, did you hit it before she left?
Y'all got time now? Where's Dan Day?
Hey, screw the format. Forget the format. Did you sleep with that girl before she left?
I don't care about that. My question is, when you are you going to cat sit some more? Just take the cat home with you or what?
I'm going to see the cat again before she leaves for Key West. We have the cat tight now.
Listen, hold on, Perk. What did she say when you told her, hey, my sister said you're getting married? What was her response?
Oh, she was like, oh, yeah.
I'll invite you.
She never told me. So I think she feels kind of bad about, I was her Chris.
Chris, she's still in love with you she's still in love with you deep in her heart, and now you have to make a decision. Are you thinking about going back and giving it another shot? Because then you're going to crush this other guy, but we don't care about other guys.
You know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing Perk saying, I'm leaving it, but I'm going to miss that cat.
Yeah.
In a matter of speaking.
Yeah. And that could go two ways.
I know what part of that cat you missed. Yeah, I know. You're a bad man, Perk, but we love you, brother. Thank you.
All right, I'm out.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys are idiots. The most immature group of human beings of all time, man. It's unbelievable. We got to go to break, man. It's so late. We'll be right back after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.